Take a breath, find our ground in the body, the chair, the cushion, the floor, and begin the gentle process of shifting gears, downshifting, gathering attention into our felt experience, which helps us open our awareness to where our attention has been, probably a bit scattered, you know. So even this like open awareness practice, you know, involves some technique, but the technique is provisional, you know, it's kind of to help us get started. And then little by little, we'll let go of technique. But let's start by anchoring in the breath and body, as we so often do, because it's so darn useful. And here, of course, the gentle technique of noticing when the mind is elsewhere. Maybe, as I said, predicting or judging or fretting or excited or tired or whatever, you know. But that's not the breath in the body, right? So gently coming back without further ado to the simple but rich and complex experience of actually sitting here, like really sitting here, just a breath in a body and then a new one. And that invitation to yourself to just settle. Let the body sort of fall into stillness, which isn't a tightening up around the body, but actually a softening and releasing of those impulses to wriggle and scratch and move and adjust after an initial kind of setup. A real value here too. Stillness in the body, especially the softer, settled, or settling stillness. This sends some important signals to the mind that it's okay to slow down. It's okay to settle a little. Body's not sending the signals like, be ready, we're about to do all kinds of stuff. But the opposite. We're not doing now. Dear mind, we don't need you on hyper alert right now. I particularly love to get interested in the many feelings in the breath cycle. What lifts and expands and rises on the inhale, what releases and drops on the exhale, and how does it all actually feel? The tug away by the mind is so strong, you know, you find yourself lost in thought. So that return is so important because it's awareness, you know, and it's an opportunity for kindness and compassion with ourselves. Another great support, you know, which is also done in Zen meditation, is gently counting the breath. Applying the gentlest number label to each exhale in turn, from 1 to 10. This gives the cognitive mind a useful role, like keeping your kids busy, you know. Just lightly marking the next exhale as 1, and the one after is 2. And if you're not sure what number you're on next, back to 1. You kind of get it into autopilot instead of conscious, and you get to 17. You can go back to 1, get to 10, go back to 1. This is such a helpful practice, and it's not like kindergarten or beginner or anything like that. It's actually quite ancient and important. Counting the exhales from 1 to 10. And it gives you a lot of information about your focus and attention. So let's try counting for a while. It's all on our road towards letting go of all of this. First, we take some steps, counting the breath. with the counting or really any technique. So just do it so lightly, just the lightest touch, not a heavy sort of clamping down in the breath, letting the breath flow, bearing witness to the breath, being with the breath, friendly with the breath. And if the counting is helpful, just the lightest touch with each number, sort of sliding it onto the breath and letting the breath slide right away. Noticing how thinking can be so sort of constricting and tightening. Feel that and release back into the breathing body, holding this whole thing so lightly. Ah. with us this bit of trust, there's value to just sitting, just breathing, just being. That's really important. As you feel ready to release the counting, if you're doing that, to just hold it all even more lightly, letting the breath awareness fade more into the background. Of course, the breath is happening, and we can feel it. We don't need to invite it so strongly forward. We can just let it be. Invite a sense here of openness. The mind like a vast space, as big as the sky, bigger even. How the emotions or thoughts are, we can open to a feeling of connection to this quality of openness, bigness, vastness. We can switch, the rest of it is pretty small. You might enjoy the image of the blue sky, tuning in or tuning out to the vast blue sky. Clouds may pass by, but don't concern yourself. As you know, the vast blue sky of your mind is always there. This kind of luminous, peaceful quality, untroubled by whatever else is happening. So there's a lot of sleepiness. The eyes, you know, don't need to be open necessarily. Can crack the lids open and let some light in. Just gazing softly at your desk or whatever's in front of you, not worrying about it. And that kind of reminds us that we're not trying to go anywhere here. We're trying to radically just be here. Just right here. When the mind gets a little disturbed or a little shaky, I'm not kind of forcing anything, just allowing it all to gently, slowly, gradually settle back down. No rush. No foul. Resting the mind in the vast openness of the sky. Gently allowing whatever arises to come and go, come and go. No need to concern yourself with thoughts or memories or anything. Resting in the open, sky-like mind. Just allowing it all to pass through. Fine-tuning is just all about effort, really soft, gentle effort, just enough, you know, just enough. Be here. We're not trying to do anything. There's nothing to do, nothing to figure out. Just sitting, just this big open mind, just whatever comes and goes, sitting in the still point, in the middle of it all. maybe in these last minutes, it's possible to just refine the quality of this a little bit more. So it's this calm alertness, right? Just present. Not holding, not pushing away. Just enough to be here. Really here.